Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern on the 23rd of June, 2020. And I'm here on the Figu Dictionary site. If you haven't been there before, type in dict.figu.org sometime, and you can look up words. And the word I'm looking at the definition for is very interesting. It's a sentence out of Billy's book, Creation, What Is It? Now, I've never read this book, but it certainly sounds like something I'd like to read. It says, the creation universal consciousness is therefore a very high spirit energy form, which can be regarded as an individual spirit energy Wesenheit, that is, however, not a Wesen as such, but a very highly developed causal and evolutive spirit energy form that continually accumulates, namely through the achievements of evolution, and all that comes forth from its causal and evolution-related laws. Now, we could spend a lot of time trying to analyze that sentence. I'm not going to. I'm going to instead go to the definition of Wesenheit. This is a German term. It's a kind of a categorical term. A Wesenheit is not a Wesen as such, but an immaterial or material form of existence without a self-determining possibility of evolution, whereby, however, this possibility can be given to a certain extent, such as with the creation universal consciousness, certain energy, stones, water, and gases. So, what does this all mean? I'll try to break it down for you. After looking at it for years and years, and I'm for sure there's plenty for me to still learn in this, just this one little definition here is unbelievable. So notice that it says in relation to what is a Wesenheit, it talks about energies, stones, water, and gases. And it also states, without a self-determining possibility of evolution. So I do believe that stones, water, and gases generally, and energies generally, don't have a self-determining possibility of evolution. But it also applies this to a certain degree to the creation, which it says, however, this possibility can be given to a certain extent, such as with the creational universal consciousness. So, what are we trying to say here? The universal consciousness is a different category of living being than a human or an animal. It's not a father figure. It's not a mother nature. It is not a god, in the sense of the religious terminology. The universal consciousness is the intelligence that resides in our universe. It began 46 trillion years ago. And the Meyer information refers to our universe as the Dern universe. And our universe is much older than our scientists think, because their scientists only view matter, and matter only exists about 14 or 20 billion years, I think, if that much. Maybe it's as high as 30 billion, but I believe our scientists think our universe is 13 billion years old. And the Meyer information says our universe is 46 trillion years old, and it will continue to expand up till the point of 155.5 trillion years. So it'll continue. It's been around a long time, and it's going to be around a whole lot longer than even that 155 trillion years, because after then it starts to contract, and then these contraction and expansion phases last about 155 trillion years, and then after the end of the expansion and contraction, it's what, 311 or 315 trillion years. I'd have to, maybe it's 311 trillion years is what they call a great time. And then that's the expansion and contraction operation when it's completed. And these are time spans that really are so big that a human being really can't fathom them. I don't think so. So our creation, our universal consciousness, is a different category of human being than a Vaisan, for example. A human being is a Vaisan, a dog, a cat, a bird, a horse, a deer. We have personalities and we have self-determination as Vaisan. But a Vaisan height, which would be the universal consciousness, stones, water, certain energies, and gases, these things have no personality. And they really don't even have self-determination, except for the universal consciousness has a limited amount of self-determination. Our universal consciousness, our creation, is bound by the laws of a higher consciousness power called the Ur-creation. And the Ur-creation created our creation out of an idea that it had. So the Ur in Ur-creation is a German prefix, which means very ancient. The creation, again, is not a god or a father figure. It has no gender. It's both negative and positive at the same time. And it's a spirit energy, as Billy was describing earlier. And it's the greatest power and wisdom in this space-time structure in our universe. And again, our universe is bound to the laws of the Ur creation, which created our creation out of its idea. And the Ur creation is bound to the laws of a higher might consciousness called the Absolute Absolutum. So it's very, very interesting. When Billy talks about love in terms of the creation, he says love is the highest principle in all creation, and through it, everything exists in absolute logic. So you should feel good that our existence is based on absolute logic, and we exist through the love of creation, which has no personality again. So we're talking about a love which is very interesting because it radiates. And it, just like thoughts radiate outward with a tremendous power. And they come into contact with living beings which are attracted to them like magnets. This comes from kind of a tangent I went off on a few weeks ago. I've been trying to... It says it this way. All thoughts radiate as tremendous forces and can encounter other life forms, which draw these toward themselves like magnets. So I think the other life forms are drawn towards thoughts, when these thoughts have tremendous power. And it's very interesting also because there's another term called the swinging wave that Billy has talked about in terms of the thoughts. And I think the swinging wave is like this electromagnetic wave that, and I always, in my mind, I've never actually confirmed it in any of Billy's writings, but when I think of schools of fish or flocks of birds, when they operate as a unit and move and turn suddenly, I think they must have some electromagnetic connection there between each other. And they act almost like what Billy refers to as a we form. Let me read this in Contact Report 39. It says, because the thinking of a life form through the cooperation of the spirit produces an extremely logical, thus creation-based power that is released as a high-frequency swing wave with tremendous power and is thus created, which can influence everything. So maybe that should be a cause for optimism, is these thoughts can have tremendous power. So if you're thinking healthy, neutral, positive thoughts, your thoughts can have a tremendous impact on others. And what does it say on Contact Report 39? That the mental forces of every single human being are capable of raising or lowering the life force of others. Now, that's a responsibility. You could think of that. If you can learn to be neutral positive enough, you could really be helpful to others. The other thing, along with the might of thoughts, is I don't know how I got to this point here, but it's interesting that in Contact Report 216, it talks about deeply penetrating light vibrations are said to help the life force. And I urge people, you know, take short amounts of time in the sun, but do it often as you can. Because these light vibrations, they'll penetrate right into your chest. You can feel it right in your chest. But they penetrate deeply into the earth, and they affect underground plants, which couldn't even exist if it weren't for these deeply penetrating light waves. And it's the same with the underground animals. The fish of the deep dark sea, they're also affected by the light, but you wouldn't think of it. So then the light vibrations penetrate, it says, very deeply into the earth. So it makes me wonder about, you know, there could be other worlds out there that you look at them and you think, oh, that's just an totally iced over world. But there could be, you know, underground or in water life that we are not even aware of. So this is a good way to positively affect the Lebenskraft. So the Lebenskraft is a life force. German compound words, so interesting. Lebenskraft and goblet truth, Kelt der Wahrheit. You human beings have a larger innermost self, the spirit form, which animates your consciousness block as a tiny part piece of creation. So we have this spirit form that has a tremendous ability to affect. It's like a little part of creation. And it can send out these thoughts that have tremendous power. And we can affect our life power through right thinking. Another interesting, I'll go through a few interesting German compound words. Wahrheitsvertrauen, compound word meaning truth, trust. Wahrheits means truth and Vertrauen is trust. This is another one of those interesting, again, compound words. Lebenszeal is your life determination, or the determination of your life, because everyone changes inexorably in order to unfold, evolve, so that he or she may fulfill the determination of the life, and Lebenskraft, life power we've been talking about. And you affect your own life power negatively or positively by your thinking. Lebensführung, life conduct. Your happiness can be very fragile if your life conduct isn't good, isn't correct. It says here in the goblet, Kelter Varheit, your happiness is as fragile as moldy wood, and your life conduct is as useless as rotting fruit. Every spirit energy, which is interesting, Billy uses the term spirit energy when he talks about creation, which is a very interesting concept. The more I study it, the more fascinating. One of the things that Billy's third contact said, Semyasa, she said, love and wisdom go together, and the creation and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time. So when you talk about the creational natural laws, like, for example, love and striving and the law of harmony and the law of system and order and reincarnation and laws related to population, there's love and wisdom in all of those laws. And wisdom is the flip side of love, if love is effective love, which is a brotherly love. So anyway, let me continue. Every spirit energy which is determined to, in order to enliven some sort of life form, whereby not only humans, animals, and all creatures, up to the microbes, bacteria, and viruses, and so forth, are life forms. Very interesting. Bacteria and viruses, the Meyer material says, are life forms. And rocks, stones, sand, and water are also life forms. Where our scientists do not have that opinion. These belong to the vicissitude of coming and passing away, is creational spirit energetic, and is endowed accordingly to the creational laws with its own granted intelligence, which form of the living being, respectively life form, is determined and steered. So interesting. A couple interesting little German words, like ich habe eine, like I have a, that's the easiest German to learn. Ich habe eine, or ich habe einen. For example, ich habe eine Tasse, I have a cup. Ich habe eine Löffel, I have a spoon. Ich habe eine Gabel, I have a fork. Ich habe eine Messer, I have a knife. So anyway, I like to take a little time, low-hanging fruit every once in a while, to go over a little German. Let me continue here on with the Might of Thoughts, page 28. The environment and the circumstances of life do not form him/her. Rather, he himself, she herself, forms them through the might of his or her own thoughts. At least those environmental conditions and circumstances of life for which he himself/she herself is responsible. So, you know, as you learn more about the Might of Thoughts book, there's so much information in this book, but you start to learn to be more neutral positive. You know, you've got the balance between, you can tell yourself, for example, I'm confident. I'm optimistic. I'm relaxed. I'm cheerful. I'm enthusiastic. I'm the master of my own destiny. I'm the forger of my own fortune. I'm the creator of my own good luck. I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. I am the master of my learning. I am the master of the might of my thoughts. And the things which arise from them. So there are things which arise from the thoughts. They come into being and all the effects which arise from them. So you become the master. You're the controlling force of all the effects which arise from the might of your thoughts. What I mightfully think manifests for me. So you learn to be a little more neutral, positive. You learn to allow your thoughts to drift a little less. And each day is another step down this path, this journey of learning to control your thoughts and your feelings and keeping them in a neutral positive. Now, that doesn't mean you don't allow. You allow for negative inclusions to kind of, that balances things. Now, if you're struggling, though, and you're thinking a lot of negative thoughts and you're caught in a vicious cycle, then I don't recommend thinking anything negative until you can pull yourself back into a good neutral positive status, which you can do by using a wish dream, what Billy calls. Just think of a circumstance in your life that where you were neutral. It could be a very pleasant circumstance with family, friends, or pets. Or, you know, outdoors and seeing something beautiful. It could be very mundane, like, you know, raking something in your yard. Just something to make you neutral and bring you back under control. Because there's this great verse in the Might of Thoughts that says, when tangled ideas confuse the thoughts and cause them to go from one extreme to another, which creates a misdirection of the thoughts and triggers emotions that can lead to murder and manslaughter. And there is no room for rationality in these basically wrong ideational thoughts, for only irrationality exists there in highly emotional forms. And we've all been there. We've all gone there with a great intensity and alacrity sometimes because we were going to prove ourselves right, or we were going to make a point. We were going to right that wrong or whatever motivated us. And we got there about for a few minutes and we realized, oh, this is not the way to go about things. So, as you know, the world is a very strange place right now. And if you can learn, go to the Billy Meyer Future Mankind website. If you haven't found it, try to find it. Google those terms and you can find all the contact reports. You can find a ton of bulletins and they're very helpful. Then save that site and link to it. It's very, very helpful. If you go to, if you type in YouTube, Contemplate Creation, you'll find these shows done with some beautiful scenery on YouTube, and that can help balance you. And try to take a look at also Billy's writing, Love Letter number 27, and I'll quote just a few things from there, and you'll begin to feel the all-calming nature of creation and the all-embracing nature of creation. Like I said earlier, love is the highest principle in all creation. And through it, everything exists in absolute logic. Every tiny plant and every tiny animal fulfills its purpose in love. And love will forever be the purpose of our existence. If it were not for the love of creation, nothing would exist. The incredible splendor of nature is the visible expression of the love of creation. And the love of creation radiates so that every person comes up against the radiating love of creation. Love and wisdom go together. And the creation and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time. There's a great section in the Kelk der Wahrheit, the Goblet of Truth. It's entitled "What the Truth Knows to Say." It's a very difficult thing to find in there, but it says something along the lines of, rivers, stones, bushes, trees, everything that crawls and flies on the earth is a life form with a spirit form. And these spirit forms are on a journey through time, which involve many, many lifetimes. Many of these creatures are aware of each other, and they are connected by psychic swinging waves. And that's what I was talking about earlier. These incredible swinging waves, which seem to connect life forms. And I wonder if it's the swinging wave which radiates outward to allow thoughts to radiate as a tremendous force and encounter other life forms, which draws these toward themselves like magnets. So your thoughts are incredibly powerful. You are incredibly powerful because every human being that that can think has a creational power at the tip of their fingertips that you can use to help yourself, to help those around you, to help your country, which certainly needs your help right now, help the company you work for, to help your pets, to help your loved ones, to help the earth. Think neutral, positive, healthy thoughts. It helps the plants. There's a lot of unbalance in the world right now. So if you can take the time to learn a few of these things I've quoted to you, and then I think you'll find that it does help you. It helps your life force. It helps others around you and their life force. And like I was saying, take a little time to get out in the sun and feel those deeply penetrating light vibrations go into your body, into your chest. And you'll feel that it feels like it's actually enhancing your life power. Especially if you can quote a couple of these wonderful gems of wisdom that Billy puts in these books. They seem to all go together. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.